WKP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Governors in several states have ordered National Guardsmen to be armed in the wake of what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee. AP correspondent Gary Fineout reports Florida Governor Rick Scott went a step further by immediately relocating recruiters to armories.
He did this, he said, because of the incident that occurred in Tennessee, and he wants to make sure that the recruiters who work for the National Guard here in this state are going to be safe.
AP correspondent Michael Biesecker reports there's still no word on why the shooter attacked two military sites in Chattanooga.
Authorities have not yet released any motive. They said that found no indication yet of links to overseas terrorist organizations or that Abdulaziz had contact with overseas organizations that would lead them to believe this was directed from abroad.
Family and friends of one of the four Marines slain in Tennessee are planning a memorial service next Tuesday at the high school that he attended in Metro Atlanta. A sailor who was with the Marines died today of his wounds in Chattanooga. Lance Corporal Skip Wells was texting with his girlfriend in Georgia that morning about her coming to visit him when he sent her a final message, quote, active shooter. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized Arizona Senator John McCain's military record today.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Demonstrators protesting cases of police brutality and the treatment of black Americans by law enforcement disrupted a presidential forum in Phoenix today as Democratic candidate Martin O'Malley was being interviewed on stage. The group later heckled Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The voice of the Buffalo Bills from the team's earliest days in the AFL has died. Van Miller was 87. This is AP Radio News. Iran's supreme leader marked the end of Ramadan today by telling a large crowd in Tehran that a landmark nuclear deal won't change his country's policy toward the U.S.
In a televised speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says much American policy runs counter to Tehran's strategy and that Iran will continue to support its allies in the Middle East, including the Lebanese Hezbollah, Palestinian resistance groups, and the Syrian government. Khamenei also told Iranians that our policy towards the arrogant U.S. government won't change at all. The Ayatollah, who has the final say on all state matters, says the differences make a wide-ranging agreement unlikely. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz says the deal will prove deadly.
The Obama administration will become literally the world's leading financier of radical Islamic terrorism. American dollars will fund jihadists seeking to murder Americans, Israelis, and Europeans.
I'm Ross Simpson.